Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Randy Reddy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ray Burris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe DeSott. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little bunts towards second. Romero can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Moore and he is out, Romero applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles takes first base on ball four. Ogilvie moves to second. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy strikes out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards first. DeSott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Householder for the out. Ogilvie moves to third. Riles moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. DeSott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeSaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSaw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Householder who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Householder throws the ball into Moore who tags Guillen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yount scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Little strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a line drive towards the mound. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. DeSaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeSaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. DeSaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Householder. DeSaw reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Little can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards second. Little picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Little. Reddy moves to second. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-1 in the game. Householder hits a pop-up towards third. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. DeSaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. DeSaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yount for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Cooper goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a line drive into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-2 in the game. Householder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe DeSau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. DeSau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Spillner now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Little strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Rudy Law now playing left field. Luis Salazar now playing center field. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dessa scoops it up and throws to first, with James covering, for the out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reddy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dessa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.